Amid a fast-growing public health crisis and shelter-at-home order in Oregon, OSF Artistic Director Nataki Garrett acknowledged that the decision to cancel their summer shows was a financial one.
Part of the reason why we're facing these layoffs and this closure is that we have to make sure that we have enough cash to extend us through to the fall season so that we can build towards the spring season.
The company laid off approximately 80% of its 500 employees. An abbreviated season, including six of their 11 plays, is now planned to start on September 8th. OSF is one of the biggest economic drivers in Southern Oregon's tourism-dependent economy. The closure will have impacts on a constellation of local industries that surround the world-famous festival. John Stromberg is Ashland's mayor.
When Shakespeare doesn't start until September, this whole year gets lost, and you could lose a lot of businesses just in that.
Stromberg says Ashland's downtown Main Street is almost entirely made up of small independent businesses, most of which make the majority of their money in the summertime.
They depend on Shakespeare drawing people here.
The declining tourism dollars will create economic ripple effects beyond the hospitality industry, including businesses that service hotels and restaurants. That's according to Sandra Slattery, the executive director of the Ashland Chamber of Commerce.
A lot of people, they think, well, I'm not connected to business or I'm not connected to tourism, but really they are.
One example is the city of Ashland, Slattery says, which gets significant revenue from the meals and lodging tax paid in large part by tourists.
We, as a community, rely on having a pretty well-supported infrastructure, and that has to be paid for. So if you don't have a business sector that's paying for a lot of those costs, then that's going to have to be shared by someone.
Members of the Ashland theater community were also shocked by a shutdown unfolding across their entire industry. Amanda Sager is the president of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Local 154. She's also an audio engineer with OSF.
Every single one of us, in a matter of hours or, you know, weeks, have found ourselves unemployed.
Sager says with uncertainty about OSF's budget and federal financial relief programs and a rapidly increasing global health crisis, there's no guarantee that all theater staff will have their jobs in the fall.
Right now, I think people are trying to figure out what's best for them while waiting for, you know, the stimulus packages to arrive.
But she says her union's goal is to bring back as many crew members as possible. Mayor John Stromberg says Ashland relies on about 350,000 tourists coming here each year for the local budget to pencil out. And he says OSF relies on a nearly year-round season of plays. The Shakespeare Festival and the industries and municipalities that depend on it were already weakened from several years of closures and cancellations due to wildfire smoke. Stromberg says shocks like this are a lesson that both the theater and the town need to rethink their models.
Shakespeare has to rethink it. We clearly have to rethink how our whole economy is going to work here.
For now, OSF is asking patrons to convert pre-purchased tickets into donations to help them reduce financial losses. Along with Friday's closure announcement, they also started a $5 million emergency funding campaign to help pay for operating and production costs of the 2020 season, develop new initiatives, and prepare for next year. Eric Newman, JPR News.